use number 2354, Sussex CSG1 LLC.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 23.58 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Old Racetrack Road, which is Sussex County Route 502, approximately 0.75 mile east of Delmar Road, which is Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 14.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a wetland and watercourse investigation. We have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a response received from the Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Fuqua, you're up again.
Again, for the record, my name's Jim Fuqua, and I represent the applicant. There also was an exhibit book submitted on this application containing information about the application. And again, for the record, I just want to state that I'd like to incorporate into the record on this application the record that was just presented on the previous application. This application, conditional use 2354, proposes a community solar facility on a portion of a 49-acre parcel of land that's owned by Shure Properties, Inc. The land is located on the south side of Old Racetrack Road. It's just northwest of the town of Delmar. The applicant would be leasing approximately 23.58 acres of the 49-acre parcel, and the portion being leased is the southeastern portion of the property, which basically is the section right here. Again, this would be a 25-year lease with 2 5-year renewals. The conditional use area borders wooded land to the south. The Conrail Railroad tracks to the east. Land zoned heavy industrial to the north, and you can see the industrial use on the parcel to the north. And then the remainder of the border of the lease land is the remainder of the parcel itself. The entire parcel is zoned AR1. It is designated as industrial area under the comprehensive plan future land use map. As to the site plan, and again, Jamie, if you can, I think it's just two. Yeah, thank you. Again, you can see that the solar field is in that southeast corner. The entrance would be from Old Racetrack Road, which is the road to the north. It'll be designed and constructed to DelDOT requirements. The gravel access road would cross a portion of the unleased land per an easement agreement to the solar site. DENREC has indicated they have no objection to the proposed crossing of the Meadow Branch tax ditch, which runs across the property. There would be an unlit sign at the entrance, not exceeding 32 square feet in size. Again, DelDOT has indicated that traffic impact would be diminutive. Again, after construction, access would be very minimal, limited to inspections and maintenance, as I stated on the prior application. Again, similar to the prior application, it would be a 7-foot security fence around the perimeter of the solar array area with an emergency key box at the entrance. The solar panels and equipment would be similar to that of the prior application, with the equipment pad located right in the middle of the solar array field. The grounds would be similarly seeded with the solar pollinator, as I mentioned before. Again, there is a maintenance and operations plan in the exhibit booked. Again, no sewer or water impact Stormwater management will comply with state and county requirements. There is a small area of federal non-tidal wetlands located at the southern boundary of the solar array area. Site design is providing a 25-foot wide buffer around the edge of the wetlands. And in that area, the perimeter boundary fence that I mentioned would be placed outside of the wetland buffer area. So the fence, the buffer would be outside of the fence, and there would be no intrusion within 25 feet of the wetland line. You can see there and on the photos of the property, there is an existing tree line located along a portion of the northern, the eastern, and the southern boundaries of the site. Those trees will remain as a natural buffer, except for some selective trimming or removal of trees to allow the solar panels to function properly. Again, there is no noise or other nuisance type impacts associated with the facility. There was a glare analysis study done. It indicated a very minimal potential for glare at limited times of year. They would have a slight impact based on the location of the site. And again, the facilities with the mature tree lines would be further protected. This facility is anticipated to generate 6.69 gigawatts of electricity, which is the equivalent of an annual power needs of approximately 750 homes. This also will connect to Delmarva Power Grid at a location near the site entrance on Old Racetrack Road. I believe there's a substation right across the road. Again, there was a decommissioning plan submitted in the exhibit book, similar to the prior plan that I mentioned. The estimated cost of the security decommissioning bond would be provided as part of the final site plan approval. And again, as stated before, the facility would operate in compliance with Title 26 of the Delaware Code regulating community-owned energy generating facilities. Again, I have some findings and conditions to submit, and that would conclude my presentation on that, other than any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions, sir.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Define minimal impact of glare.
The glare study, which again is a projected potential of glare, indicated that there could be up to 300 minutes of glare that could be produced that would be observable from the road to the north, and I believe and the road to the east. It's only in very early morning hours, roughly in, I believe it was in the winter and in the fall. So there'd be roughly for about a period of a total of 40 days in the winter and 40 days in the fall, total of 80 days in the year. If you take the 300 minutes over the 80 days, the potential for glare is about 3 minutes 45 seconds for those 80 days.
Oh, okay. When you said, I thought you meant like
a day.
No. Yeah. There's a period of time where there could be a 3 minute period where there could be.
Okay, so it's going to be like when I drop my daughter off at the high school in October, and as I'm driving out, the sun's right in my eyes at that point.
Or if you drive by the Hennepin Hotel and you, it's in the ocean, right? Maybe okay. Not quite that pretty, but.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not expected to be.
No.
A danger to
anyone. No. And again, this is potential. This isn't definitive. It's a potential. And then again, there are trees there that should buffer a lot of that. They're mature trees.
Okay. That was all. Thank you.
Okay. Staff, anything? No?
No, for me, thank you.
Okay. And
council? Just one clarification, Mr. Fuqua, and I want to make sure I have this right. I heard one thing and I looked at another. The property itself's not zoned HI, and I think what's on the screen shows that it's adjacent to property that's zoned industrial?
Yeah, the future land use map, this is classified as commercial. Classified as industrial.
This property is?
Yeah, the 54-acre parcel.
That's what I thought you said, and then I wasn't sure in my own mind. I looked at this with the, it was the zoning map, okay.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, that's all, thank you.
All right, Mr. Fuquay, thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of changes, or conditional use number 2354, Sussex CSG1 LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2354? Okay, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
You're already on.
Do it again.
Says it again.
There you go.
Okay. My name is Fred Baker, and I'm here because I own 16-plus acres, which is adjacent to what is being proposed. A portion of the land that is adjacent is the land on which, you know, my home is. Mm-hmm. Another portion of that is sort of, it's one plot of land. Some of it's out of town, some of it's in town. Some of it is wooded, some of it is not. I'm not necessarily speaking against this, but my request and my intent in being here would be to verbalize my current concerns for potential negative impact to my property value, for my home, which is my most substantial asset. And then, you know, although there are currently no plans to develop the portion of my land that is either in town or out of town, there could be a negative impact there by virtue of the fact that, you know, if it's right up next to where all this is going on, you know, that could be perceived as a negative. So I guess my request would be that as you are considering this, that you please keep in mind that I noticed that there's a portion where there is no buffer at all. And that portion is, I believe, is adjacent to the area of my land, which is currently wooded, which, you know, so long as I keep it wooded and everything stays the status quo, it's not necessarily a big deal, but that sort of would negatively impact my ability to do something with it other than what is currently being done with it. So basically, those are my concerns, and I just wanted to verbalize that so that as you're considering it, you know, I don't want to be negatively impacted by this process.
Mr. Whitehouse, can you put the site plan up that would show where his property is, please?
There you go. So there's a mouse in front of you, sir.
So basically, like, can I walk over here?
Sure. I could show you here.
Yeah. Cool.
Just tall.
You can mark it.
Okay. So I'm, all this is my, like, I think is from, you know, I don't do this every day, but.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So that's the land. So it looks like, and then my house is sort of that little clearing that you see here, which is basically, it doesn't, in my reading of the, you know, the proposal, it looks like that area, it's included in this, but it doesn't look like there are not going to be any solar panels in that area, which that suits me fine, and that's my preference. I just wanted to clarify that is the case, that there's no future plans other than what we're seeing now to, like, expand on what they're doing, and then also just reiterating my concerns for the protection of the property value and any negative impact, be it sound, be it, you know, whatever else.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Baker, we appreciate you coming and sharing your concerns with us, and we will certainly take them under advisement in our decision-making process.
Okie doke. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2353 Sussex CSG 2 LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one wishes to speak.
All right, sir, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.